This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
All right, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. It is time for Baseball Nuggets with Mikey B, and here he is, the former Rangers left-hander, Mike Bacsik.
Let's take a left-hand turn as Gavin Dawson has some things that we kind of didn't know. I saw this through Twitter, but we now know where the XFL will be playing in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Yeah, XFL is coming in February 2020 to Globe Life Park in Arlington, the globe that sits there right now.
Yeah, and then I got confused because I was like, man, do these people not know how much that tears up a baseball field? And then I totally forgot. It doesn't matter. There won't be baseball being played there anymore.
Yeah, I got confused and assumed the new one's going to be called Globe Life Park and thought, well, I guess this confirms they're going to put it on artificial turf. But this will be the old stadium, February of 2020, with XFL football. Now, XFL is not big enough for that to be a main tenant, right? That's just like amongst the attractions.
I believe so.
They're trying to get it filled and whatever.
Paul McCartney's playing a concert in June. Now, that'll still be during baseball season, but I guess they're going to try to make it more of a concert venue. Then you have how many home games? Five?
I think four for the XFL. Okay. Yeah. It's going to be a two-month season.
Okay. Yeah, so total I guess they're going to try to use it in multiple ways to keep
when do we get our credentials?
What is the new one called? Globe Life something.
Stadium in Arlington? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
They changed it. They're like, it's still going to be Globe Life, but we're changing it from, yeah, I think it might be something like that.
Okay, I was wondering if I just missed this. Okay, so this happened like 5 or 10 minutes ago. This is brand new. I was wondering if I just missed something over the weekend.
XFL to Dallas was reported over the weekend, but it didn't go big. Okay. This is, I think this is the press conference and the, you know, all the media outlets are picking it up because there's no XFL. Yeah, there's no NFL weekend or college football weekend going on, so. It's
man,
up right now.
Okay, so we're about to find out. Can we oversaturate football? We have the AFL starting after this football season, and then the XFL.
Oh, yeah.
And guys, I can't wait to scout them up. I'll let you know who's out there for the Dallas Wildcats.
You can get your gear though.
Gear? What's their team name?
They're in Rangers colors.
What's their team name?
Dallas XFL Footballs 2020s.
What?
I don't think they have a name yet, based off of what the gear looks like.
Okay, I felt like I was way behind. The Texas Rangers 10 seconds ago tweeted out, Gridiron Meat Ballpark.
Cool.
Globe Life Park in Arlington has been named home for one of the 8 inaugural XFL teams.
Well, cool for everybody involved there.
Get season tickets for $50 deposit right now.
Now, is that the seat license, or is that how much?
It's just the deposit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on to real baseball now. Is we get to a huge signing right before the winter meetings that start Monday. Patrick Corbin, who everybody thought he was going to the Yankees, signs with the Washington Nationals, 6 years, $140 million. I'm going to tell you how much of a surprise this was. It was just reported a week or two ago. He got married, and he's from, I think, the New York area. I'm not exactly sure, but his brother, who is his best man, had his speech at the wedding. And what he did was, and he's like, and we can't wait for you to move closer to home and put on a Yankees hat.
Ooh.
His brother. Huh. And so everybody thought, you know, that once that got reported out of the wedding, like, hey, at the wedding, a Yankee hat was put on, not Patrick putting it on, but literally brother putting it on and saying, we hope and we think that you're coming really close to home and playing for the New York Yankees. So I was like, man, this is kind of a done deal at the wedding. They just need to work out details, and he's going to be a New York Yankee. And the Yankees, this was their number one target in free agency, according to everybody before this happened.
Maybe just wishful thinking from the brother then, huh?
Yeah, but you know what's funny is once that happens, you hear from kind of Yankee fans, we didn't want him anyways. I'm like, don't give me that. Like, that was your number one target. That's who you wanted. Well, we got James Paxton. I'm like, I get that. That was a trade, and you're glad you got that. But when it came to your free agent money you had to spend, everybody talked about, well, it's Patrick Corbin. We're getting him. We're getting probably the best lefty on the market, at least when it comes to free agent-wise, and he's going to come here. He didn't. He chose the Washington Nationals. I assume Washington had to give him more money. If New York seemed to be the place everybody talked about during the season, that Corbin was going to go to. Then he gets married, and then family members are pushing him to the New York Yankees.
Maybe,
and then he signs
maybe
with
the bride
Nationals.
During the honeymoon was like, I really don't want to go live there. A little space from the family would be great.
It could have been, but I bet it was. He probably got offered, I'm going to guess, $15 million more. I bet that probably when it came to the Yankees, and maybe they didn't want to offer 6 years.
I think they said that the Yankees were willing to go 5 for $100 million and maybe would have gone higher, but they weren't going 6 years.
Yeah, and he got six, and he got $140 million, just to give you an idea. Wow. Yu Darvish got 6 for $126 million, so he gets a little bit more than Yu Darvish got last year on the marketplace. Here is what is interesting about Patrick Corbin. 11-7 with a 3.15 ERA last year, an all-star, 200 innings pitched, 246 strikeouts. He had an awesome year. He finished fifth in Cy Young voting. But when you look at his previous couple years, he had a 4.03 ERA, which is solid, and he had a 5.15 ERA in 2016. So there isn't a long track record of being great. He did make the all-star team in 2013 and then got hurt. I believe near the end of that season. He didn't pitch at all in 2014 in the major leagues. So
pitching for a contract.
It will be interesting to see what Patrick Corbin does for the Washington Nationals. I do really like him a lot when I watch them. Arizona is arguably the toughest place to pitch in the National League. There's other places in the American League. It's made on cement. I will say this. For the Rangers, I do want them to go to grass. And it's not as harsh as it is in the Phoenix area during the summertime. I mean, it gets to kind of 130 degrees. Tucson's not far away, and we'd have thermometers where it'd be 140 degrees on the field during the game. You could soak the mound, like flood it at 5 o'clock, and you go out there at 6:30, and it looked like nobody's ever put water on the mound in the history of that mound. I mean, that's how quick the moisture would soak up into the ground because of just the lack of humidity and just how dry it is there. But he does get to go to the Washington Nationals, which leads me to my next nugget. The Nationals leads to Bryce Harper. And what is Bryce Harper going to do? And some people have speculated, well, they just spent $140 million on a pitcher. But a lot of the reports out of D.C. and stuff are saying that means they're all in on Bryce Harper, that they're not going to let him get away. Because they're saying, why would you want a 29-year-old to be pitcher, spend $140 million, then let whatever you think of Bryce Harper, he is a really good player. Then let the number one hitting free agent just leave your team. That wouldn't, to a lot of people around baseball, like, that wouldn't make sense. Why would you add that type of pitcher? You'd have to probably pay money to a team to take him on if you're going to trade him pretty soon, unless he's just super awesome. Think of Zach Greinke. He's super awesome, making $32, $34 million a year. And they're trying to get rid of him, and they know that they're going to have to pay $5 to $10 million a year to get rid of Zach Greinke. So when you sign a guy at this age, at that type of contract, it's all-in going for it. So now a lot of people around baseball are saying, boy, I know that Magic Johnson just visited Bryce Harper, and Bryce Harper is getting a lot of love from the Philadelphia Phillies, but the Nationals just made a big splash with Patrick Corbin. They expect this next week, when it's winter meetings, that Bryce Harper will probably be a winter meeting signing and probably get $35 million or so per year, possibly on a 12-year contract. And remember, the ownership nixed a trade to the Houston Astros. He was traded to the Houston Astros, Bryce Harper, at the trade deadline. And then ownership came in and stopped the general manager, Rizzo, from pulling off the trade and saying, no, we are keeping Bryce Harper.
Awkward.
So ownership really wants Bryce Harper back. They just ponied up a lot of money for Corbin.
You reminded me of that. Makes me think, if I'm Patrick Corbin, I don't want to go to that organization. It must have been the most money because the drama involved there.
Yeah.
You know, the lack of success, the expectations, the front office and the ownership are on a different page.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know how many different ways this franchise is getting crossways with each other, but to have this much disappointment, I think it would just be a bad culture, most likely.
It could be. I will say this. They have changed managers out where they feel good about the manager. They have made the playoffs 5 out of the last 7 years. They didn't make it this year, but they have been making the playoffs. They just, to your point, they haven't been making noise in the playoffs. They're not in the National League Championship Series. They obviously haven't been to the World Series, so they do have some success, but to your point, that was a really tough year last year. Now, here's the other thing about Bryce Harper. Let's just say he goes back to the Washington Nationals. We all know now about Juan Soto. The greatest teenage year in the history of Major League Baseball happened, if you weren't following. Juan Soto was unbelievable. He didn't win Rookie of the Year, lost it to Ronald Acuna Jr. Well, they have a 21-year-old center fielder, Victor Robles, who came up for a little bit last year. He's been a top five prospect the last couple years in Major League Baseball. This is going to be hard for him to do, but they're all saying that he's better than Juan Soto. So this is just going to be interesting. If the Nationals get Bryce Harper back, you know how sometimes you don't want a player to have options? I think I want to give Bryce Harper an option after 3 years to opt out. And maybe I front load the contract and make him more want to opt out because I need money to sign Juan Soto because he's only 19 years old. He's going to hit free agency at 25 years old. He's going to hit arbitration at 22 years old. And if I have this dude, Victor Robles, who I think is the best outfielder out of my young guys and could possibly be better than Bryce Harper, then 3 years from now, he's probably going to be their starting center fielder. I need money for him too. Dang. So that they're set in the outfield. Even if Bryce Harper doesn't sign, that's the other thing too. On the other side of it, you have a 19-year-old who almost won Rookie of the Year. You have a 21-year-old expected to be the favorite to win Rookie of the Year in the National League this upcoming season as a center fielder. I just don't know how much you want to commit to Bryce Harper over a 10 or 12 year period when you have two other stud outfielders, and outfielders don't win World Series. You don't go, well, who has the best outfield? That's a favorite to win it. You talk about pitching first, you talk about defense, and you do talk about having clutch hitters in your lineup, but I don't know how much you want to commit to Bryce Harper, but it sounds like
When's the CBA up in baseball?
Same as football. I think after the 2021 season.
Got it.
Is, I believe, when it could change.
Yeah, there's just so much money, and owners are willing to lose $5 or $10 million or pay off a guy in the second half of his contract. It just seems like this luxury tax thing is suppressing what the salary should be exploding to. And it's creating a problem where if you draft a bunch of awesome players, you can't keep them together. You know,
yeah.
You got to choose which ones. And I think, you know, that's wrong. If the raw money is there, but artificial forces are bringing the payrolls down, hopefully the players can get that eliminated and start, you know, making what they deserve. And then fans can get their teams to actually stay together.
Yeah.
You know, I think that when you reach that point in sports, I get the owners are protecting their investment and everything, but I think that you've hit a point where it's less than desirable by far.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.